Well, good morning. I have the illustrious and effervescent Brent Roberts, who, by the way, just won the Reader's Choice Award under the best business columns at the Surrey Leader. So congratulations.
You added
thanks, to
Arthur.
all the other little awards that you have so strategically posted on top of your head. You know, I mean, number one realtor is certainly the most relevant. You know, the funny thing is
Thanks.
We were talking about it earlier that we have so many videos out there that talk about the collapsing real estate market. It's just so bad. It just collapses and collapses that. And it drives me crazy. In my OzBuzz, the last which you can read still, it's at OzBuzz, OzBuzz.ca, I made the point that what are you comparing? Because we have several, any real estate market is comprised of the actual components, like you might have condos, you might have townhouses, you might have single family homes and all that. But what is really important to realize is that the sales that take place in Canada are mostly resale sales. So for instance, the Canadian Real Estate Association comes out and says that September was the best month in 4 years if you're looking at the resale market. And resales are 90 to 98% of the market, and only 2 to 5% is new sales. And the new sales make all the headlines in the videos.
But exactly, Aussie. You know, there's, like you say, the new marketplace compared to what the resale marketplace is quite different, quite substantial. And, you know, everybody's pressing on, oh, the condos, the condos, the condos. I mean, you've just had a great success with all your investors buying a good complex.
Well, the thing is, when you take a look at the end of September 2025, and go back a year, we sold 11,842 resale condos. That's the resale market in Vancouver. But only 728 new condos, 728 versus 11,000. But what are we talking about? The condo market is in trouble. The new market, yes, the new market is in trouble. But why? There's reasons. We have short-term rental problems. We have anti-investor problems. We have HST and UST and taxes. We don't even know. 30% of every condo that we build is taxes. And then I just closed on a condo myself, and then 5% is GST on top. So there's a reason why the new home market isn't working. But the real market, the one that we all live in, selling our own house and so on, actually is quite active. And you pointed out to me just before we went on the air that there is literally a new market out there, just in terms of everything from what it was before in terms of prices to versus now.
Well, exactly, Aussie. When you were bringing up about the new market to the old market, you know, if you look at the new market is where the market is stabilizing and where it's finding its footing, right? You know, back in the market when we had the peak of the market 3 years ago, when the interest rates were 1.4%, and you know that was unsustainable. We went up $500,000 in a year. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, our market went up actually $1 million in just a few years, just during that COVID period. I mean, $1 million can't happen. So we're finding where the footing is. And of course, there's resistance from the sellers, especially when they used to see that their house was worth X amount of money. And I always tell my customers, you want to get in front of the train. You want to get hit by it. You don't want to be trying to grab it after the fact, right? So, and you know, if we're in a falling market, as we were in the past few years, you're trying to figure out where that is. So, you know, we just dropped the price to where the market is in a house in Delta, for example, and we've got 6 offers on the property.
The average price in Surrey used to be $1.9 million. Now it's $1.3 million or $1.4 million.
Exactly. The average market right now, it hit $1.9 million in 2022, you know, 2022, and now it's about at 2025 in October, November 1st, 3rd today, I guess. Anyways, we're about $1.4 million. And of course, that's average, as this famous guy I know.
Yeah, but that's $500,000 lower than it was.
$500,000.
And so, Avi, it looks to me like we're finding a new bottom somewhere, right? That's why you say you got 6 offers on a deal. Because it now comes into the reality of where the new market, the marketplace itself is landing.
Yeah. Well, and you're right, because I mean, you know, at one stage when we went up so high, we came down so far. And because of that, that was actually a 33% drop, just like it was in 1979, 80, 81. And so
Right.
what was going on, we found ourselves in a position where, oh my goodness, if it did not recover, we would have been in a bit of a mess, obviously. So we're definitely seeing the markets change. We're seeing things quite different than it was before. So this is the new marketplace. The new marketplace is finding out where that house is, where the buyers are.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference. So there's actually buyers in the marketplace looking, and they have to be able to qualify too with the new interest rates and as they
Well,
fell a little bit.
but then as we keep pointing out, the market, we continuously talk on the radio with Michael Campbell, and it's a great market to look at all the condos that have been finished and unsold. And there may be still 3,000 to 3,500 of those. Those are real deals. The developer really wants to sell them, but nobody is building. So the new market itself, you might very well do a video on it and say the new market is not working that well. Because, but look at the new sales in the month of October. They're down 56%. Boy, could we do a video on that, you and I? Look at that, it's hell crashing. It's 56% Europe. But then you have to realize that the resale market, which is several hundred units more than the new sale market, is only down 1.7%. So where all the sales are actually is quite normal, right? I mean, the other thing that I thought is really interesting in Surrey, now sales are down, there's no question about it. We are below the 10-year average. But when you take a look at the last 4 years, the single family homes sold in the Fraser Valley, where this month was 423 units. And then in October 23, it was 363 units. In October 22, it was 317 units. We're better than 22, better than 23. We're slightly down from 2024. But what I am looking at, the condo new listings, we're always looking at new listing and active listings and what's in the market. But the new listings were 774 last year in October. This year, there's 657. That's down 15%. Hey.
Well, and the good thing about it is, Ozzy, you're absolutely right. If it, when we were are down from those, we're up from those higher marketplaces, and those prices were way higher at that time too, because our prices for condos are down at least $100,000 average right now. So you're in a much better position as a buyer, as an investor, as a first-time buyer moving into the marketplace. So this new marketplace, this new positioning is great. And you've said it, some of these developers are now asking for less than they're paying for them, they're less than their cost to build, so that's why people aren't building anymore right now.
Every we just put out the Ozbuzz and we put in some what we call hot properties, and you had a couple in there, real deals. And so, you can, I'm not making any money with this. I'm just quoting some realtors that have what I consider to be real good deals. I mean, we look at Aquilini still offering all sorts of deals at 30% down off, like it was 520,000 is now 360 or something. That's pretty darn good deal. And I'm not, I have nothing to do with the
No,
Aquilinis,
I
but I mean
appreciate that.
they're a big builder, and that's what they're forced to do. Even in North Van, they're down 20%. I could go down the road, developer after developer, that if you walk in with and you're closing, and we're talking about a unit that's finished, right? So you might as well go there. Get a quality realtor that understands on how I can make an offer to some of these deals. You will be surprised as to how pliant they are, because they want to sell them. And it isn't just that they drop the price. They might pay you your starter fees and your taxes, and maybe they buy you a new car. I don't know, but you've got to find out. That's where the deals are. And the general market where all the sales are is getting better. So,
Well, and
there comes
Ozzy,
a
I'm going to add to that, because if you walk in without a good realtor, you walk into a developer. One of my customers was looking at they're downsizing, so they're going to sell their house, and they went into a complex in Abbotsford, for example, and they were told that no, this is the price. They're very firm on their prices. We go in there, and we've got quite a bit of substantial give, so there's definitely they want you to buy, but they're they don't even know what to do, right? I mean, some of these developers, like you said, Aquilini's and the Bozas. I mean, like right now, I've got this place listed in New Westminster. It's 1,231 square feet in a concrete building. And it's let me look here. So anyways, the building is 18 years old, but it's got a view of the river. It's gorgeous, right? The unit's 1,231 square feet. It's 500. It's less than $600 a square foot,
So what's the
you
full
know,
price?
in a concrete
Under
six
700?
under $700,000, 1,231 square feet. It's under, so I mean, great value for somebody. Because, and why is that? Well, because Boza a block over is dropping their drawer, dropping their prices quite substantially.
Yeah, and
So
so
it's
that's
affecting the whole marketplace.
yeah, so and that's the key is that for some reason you and I talked about it before. We like that the owner makes a $100,000 profit more than he's even asking. That's what we consider a good market. But really, the market that is good for the buyer is right now, right? And so we've been talking about it for a while now. I also get a lot of questions on interest rates. People seem to think we're going to drop them some more. I don't. I think
Right.
we're going to have the US announced that they're stopping the QT, which is the tightening. And I don't want to go into it all that, but it looks to me they might well go into a QE, which means these interest rates we have right now, where I can get you a 5-year fixed mortgage around 4 or less %, they
Right.
are good rates for the first time buyer. Don't gamble because you've just, lots of people have gambled before. Now, if you're an investor, then you get the mortgage, a variable mortgage, to the length of term that you want to keep the property. Maybe it's 2 years or 1 year. That's a different story. But overall, our interest rates are pretty darn good. So when you add to that a market that has come down substantially in price, this may be just your market.
Well, and Ozzy, you've been around for a while, and that's the great information that you can share, because you were telling people when the rates were 1.4 and less than 2%, you were telling people to lock in. A lot of these new mortgage brokers and new realtors, right? They've never seen the rates go up. So they're, and even other countries were saying, oh yeah, we're going to get a below zero interest rate. Now, I'm sure the banks were going to interest would be interested in paying us money to borrow their money. But anyways, when you were telling everybody to lock in, lock in, lock in,
I took a
you
lot of
aren't the
flack for that. People said, you don't know what you're talking about. It's always been better to go short. Well, I said, you know what, until it doesn't.
Well, and exactly. One of the investors had to sell their property because they didn't listen to your advice or didn't listen to me. And they went from 1.4 up to 7 when the market changed, right? Now they're back down to 4. But in the meantime, they couldn't hold on to it. They got backwards and backwards with the ability to only raise the interest, the rental so much money. And now rents are coming down as well because there's so much product. So you do want stability. If you're going to hold on to a property for a long period of time, you need to be able to hold on financially.
Well,
You
that's right.
need
And
to be
that's
able to
why I'm
hold on.
saying, as a first-time buyer, I want to be able to sleep. And I got to understand, if I can get a 4% mortgage in a 50-year horizon, there's only been 9 years that we were under five. So
Yeah.
four is pretty darn good. Now, the variable rates are still below that, and there's always a temptation to go there, and maybe they're going to come down more. I think the world, the way it's shaping up, if we go into a more inflationary side, you might actually see rates go up.
Yeah.
I think right now they're probably going to stay where they are. I don't think they're going to go down, at least not in the short term. But the thing is, if I'm a first-time buyer, I want to sleep. I don't want to gamble on my monthly payment.
Well, and
Anyways,
people don't recognize always, Aussie, that, even though the government wants rates to go down and the banks want rates to go down, as a matter of fact, when the rates were the lowest, the banks made the biggest amount of money because their
sure.
spread was bigger, right? Their spread was bigger. And, so the banks don't mind the rates going down. It's just the bond market doesn't allow it sometimes. So that's the market, how, and you and I've chatted about that before. So that makes a big difference. But right now, there's opportunity. You just got to find out where it is, like you said, the new market and the old market. I mean, it goes for both the product and it goes for the kind of marketplace, just recognizing where we are in today's marketplace, where we are when something's priced right, you've got to take action. There's a lot of opportunity out there
And
right
that's the
now.
key. Be priced right. Get a good mortgage broker. Get a good realtor. And you're still in BC. You still live in a land that's covered on one side by the border and then the ocean and the mountains. There's always pressure on the land values. And of course, who wouldn't want to live in Vancouver? So we're going to come back and talk about the budget in a few days. So in the meantime, we wish all of you a happy day with the real estate market. Don't listen to all the negatives out there. take a good look and go buy something. Oh, but don't forget to like this video. And for goodness sake, you got to subscribe to get automatic advice on when we are on next. Take care.
And watch OzBuzz. Follow OzBuzz.